Next, let's come to our reading practice. Today, we're going to read a passage with the name of Family Life Suffers from Activities. Activity 1. What things do you do after school? How much time do you spend on each thing? Make a list.
好，我们来看看，同学们想一想，课后你都做些什么事情呢？那么从事一些什么样的活动呢？比如说 music lessons， 比如说啊上一些音乐课，比如说学学啊钢琴啊这个学习小提琴等等，大概的时间要花45分钟 ，45 minutes。同学们自己列一个单子啊，我们来看看，我们这里有这样的单子，比如说 do homework， about 2 hours， watch TV， half an hour。Listen to music, 15 minutes. Activity 2A. Look at the title and then look at the words and expressions below. Circle those you think will be in the reading.
那么同学们看看我们这篇文章的题目，然后猜测一下这些单词会不会在文章当中出现呢？我们来看看都有哪些单词。
Boring, 令人厌烦的。Relax, 放松。Stress, 指的是压力。Not doing much. Tired. Piano. Lessons. Piano lessons. Club. Busy. Club 是俱乐部。Okay. Activity 2B. Now go through the reading and see if you were correct.
好，我们现在读一下这篇文章，然后看看你的猜测对不对呢？
Now, let's begin. Family life suffers from activities.
注意 suffer from 表示深受什么什么之苦，饱尝这个什么什么之苦。
Life for Kathy Hackner and her 3 children is very busy. Kathy Hackner 和她三个孩子的这个生活啊，非常的忙碌，每天都是忙忙碌碌的。Their school days and her job are busy enough. But after that, Kathy still has to take the 2 boys from football to basketball.
本来孩子们的学校的生活，还有包括他本人的工作就已经够忙的了。但是呢，工作或者是上课，这个上学之后，或者是他的工作之后呢，这个 Kathy 仍然呢还要带着两个孩子啊，从这个踢足球啊，把他们接出来，然后呢把他们送到打篮球的地方。Okay,
then she has to drop off her daughter at piano lessons.
然后她又不得不把女儿呢送到钢琴课那里去，让她上钢琴。注意这里面这个短语 drop off， 它的英文解释是这样。
To take someone or something to a place, usually by car as you travel somewhere else.
也就是说带着某人啊去某地啊。我们举个例子，比如说 shall I drop you off at a station? 用不用我把你送到车站呢？
Will you be able to drop on my case for me?
啊，能不能啊替我把这个箱子把它拿过去啊？注意 drop off。在这里表示这个意思。
The tired family doesn't get home until 7 p.m.
就是疲倦的这一家人呢，直到7点钟才能到家。请同学们注意，这里有一个句型叫 not 什么什么 until， 表示直到什么什么才。比如说
，I won't finish this book until tomorrow，
明天我才会把这本书看完。请同学们注意，这里头不能说明天我看不完。这里头 not until 表示直到什么什么才能怎么怎么样。好，第二句
，He didn't go to bed until his mother came back。
直到他妈妈回来，他才上床睡觉。注意，这都有否定的形式，然后后面就用 until。
There's a little time for a quick supper before homework。
那么吃晚饭的时间很少啊，匆匆忙忙很快就把晚饭吃完了，然后呢要做作业。
The Hackners are like many American and British parents whose children are always running a race.
那么Hackner
这个一家人呢，就像这个许许多多美国家庭或者是英国家庭啊一样，就是说他们的孩子总是好像在啊在进行着一场比赛，在进行着这个啊战斗，在进行着这个竞赛等等啊。那么这里头有一个用法需要注意，这个 the Hagners 指的是 Hagners 一家人，请同学们注意，这是一个表达方法， the 加上姓氏的复数，我们说可以表示夫妇两个人或者是一家人。比如说 The Smiths are traveling in Europe， 史密斯夫妇俩现在正在欧洲旅行。当然我们也可以说史密斯一家人正在欧洲旅行。那么至于是夫妇俩还是一家人，我们根据上下文来判断。再有一个呢，既然是指的是夫妇俩或者是一家人，所以后面的谓动词往往要用复数形式。Parents take their children from activity to activity to prepare them for their future. 那么家长总是啊把孩子从一个这个啊活动当中带到另一个活动当中啊，为的是好像是为他们的将来呢在做着准备。注意 from activity to activity， 从什么什么到，从一个到另一个。注意这时候这个名词是用相同的名词，而且这名词前面没有任何冠词。 It seems that raising a genius is more important than raising a happy child. 那么这时候作者提出这样一个问题，就似乎好像看啊，这个培养一个天才好像要比培养一个这个快乐的孩子更加重要。实际上我们说这个不是正确的，我们最重要的是应该培养一个快乐啊积极健康向上的这么样的一个孩子。 Doctors across the country say many children are suffering from exhaustion and stress. 那么全国各地的医生们啊都说许多孩子们现在啊饱尝着这样的痛苦，也就是说这种疲劳啊这种压力。那么孩子们这个疲于疲于从一个活动跑到另一个活动，所以肯定他们的压力啊是非常非常大，并且呢也非常非常的疲倦。好，我们来看这个短语 suffer from， 它可以表示患有什么什么样疾病，或者呢为什么什么所苦啊。suffer from， 注意，请同学们注意，它的翻译比较活，所以我们根据上下文啊来翻译。比如说 ，She suffers from headaches。就是说他患头疼病 suffer from. She's been suffering from a cold for a week. 他已经患感冒有一周了 suffer from. Teachers are teaching exhausted kids in the classroom. 那么不难想象得出啊，第二天在课堂上老师们肯定教的那些孩子都是非常非常疲倦的了。注意 exhausted 在这里头是形容词，表示疲倦的、疲乏的、疲惫的。Most children attend after school clubs， 就大部分孩子们都要啊这个参加课后的一个什么啊活动。Clubs 是俱乐部啊。Activities include sports, language learning, music and math classes, sometimes for children as young as four。那么这些活动呢？家长给孩子们安排的这些活动可能会包括呢，有比如说啊这个体育方面的，还有这个语言的学习，还有音乐，比如说学学弹钢琴啊，再有呢上上数学课，比如说那种拔高的啊那种辅导性的数学课。有时候呢这些个课程开的呢这个非常非常早，可能孩子四岁的时候就要上这些辅导班。It isn't anything new. There have always been pushy parents. 那么就说父母呢总是啊这个样子，就是说总想呢让孩子们学得更多，总是在不断的在这个啊推着孩子们往前走。But now they push their children a lot more. Mothers see their children's friends doing a lot of things.And they feel their own children should do the same. 这些孩子的家长啊，尤其是妈妈们啊，当他们看到孩子们的朋友啊， 这个在干着好些事儿，这时候就感到，哎呀，自己的孩子也应该这样做，也就是说也应该上一些比如说辅导班或者是怎么样。
Dee Knox, a mother of three in London, knows all about such pressure.
那么伦敦的一个三个孩子的母亲啊，她呢就知道这些个压力。 OK, pressure 是压力。
I know a lot of families where competition starts from a very young age.
他说我知道啊，有好多家庭啊，那么这个在这些家庭当中，这些个竞争从很小很小就开始了。
When their children are young, mothers start to compare how many parties their children go to. Then at five, kids begin sports or music lessons.
那么五岁的时候呢，孩子们就开始比如说从事一些体育活动，或者就要开始上一些音乐的一些个课程了。
It's just crazy.
这是作者的看法啊，这个简直是不像话啊。
Terry Apter, a psychiatrist who studies 18-year-olds, says young adults may find it hard to be independent.
Okay.Psychiatrist, 他表示精神病专家啊。Terry Apter, 他是一位精神病专家，他专门研究18岁的啊这个青少年。对 study 在里指的是研究啊。他说啊，这个年轻人很难这个就是说能够自立，就是说在这样培养下啊，他很难独立。注意这里他有个句型 ,find it hard to be independent.我们来看，这是一个句型啊 ，find it 后面加上形容词，或者有时可以是名词，然后后面加不定式 to do something。我们说这 it 是形式宾语，它实际上是代替后面的真正宾语 to do something。to do something 这是不定式做宾语。我们举个例子，比如说 ，We find it helpful to read English every morning。我们觉得每天早晨读读英语非常有帮助。再有 ，They feel it their duty to clean the classroom。他们觉得打扫教室卫生是他们的职责。注意 ，their duty 在这里头是名词。
A lot of them are used to having their time filled up by their parents。
就是说，许多孩子们啊，他们已经习惯让家长把他们的时间都占满了。注意，这里面有一个 are used to having 表示习惯。做什么什么事情，那么它的搭配叫 be used to doing。 比如说 he's used to getting up early， 他已经习惯早起了。注意这里面一定记住 to 不是不定式的 to， 而是个介词，所以后面的动词呢一定要加上 ing 形式。除了用 be 动词以外呢，我们还可以换成 get， 比如说 they got used to eating with chopsticks， 他们习惯用筷子吃饭。注意可以说 got used to doing。 好，我们还有这样的一个短语叫 used to do， 也就是说把前面的 be 动词或者是 get 去掉，然后后面呢只用 used to， 但这个 to 就是不定式的 to 了，所以后面要用动词原形。它的意思呢也不同于上一个，它表示过去常常做某事而现在不了。比如说 he used to live in the south， 他过去住在南方，现在不在南方了。再有呢，这里还有一个 having their time filled up， 就是说这时间被他们的父母占上了，时间是被别人占上了。我们说 have something done， 就是 have 后面加上名词，然后后面加一个过去分词，表示动作由别人来完成。比如说 I'll have my bike repaired tomorrow。Have my bike repaired. 明天我要找人修修自行车，也就是说不是我自己修理，让别人来修理。The next one, he had his hair cut. 他呢这个已经把头发剪了。这个剪头发这个动作是由比如说理发师来做，不是他来完成。
When they leave home,They don't know what to do with themselves.
那么一旦离开家，他们就不知道怎么办了。
The answer, she says, is for parents to take the middle road.
那么他就提到了这个答案啊，应该在于呢，就是说父母应该折中。Children need organized activities, but they also need time and freedom to play or time to just sit and think. 那么孩子们啊，他们既需要这个 organized activity，organized 只是组织好的啊，就合理安排的一些活动，但同时呢，他们也需要时间，也需要自由啊，得有空间可以去啊，这个比如说玩一玩，乐一乐。并且也需要时间坐下来思考一下，所以呢，家长不应该把孩子的时间都占满了。
Well, do you agree with this? Okay, so much for the passage. Next, let's do some practice. Activity 3. Match the words and expressions with the meanings, then make sentences with the words and expressions.Genius means someone who is very intelligent.
那么也就是说啊，这是天才啊，天才呢是非常聪明的一个人。Intelligent 我们说是表示聪明的。
Exhaustion means so tired that you can't do anything.
疲倦，疲惫。
Pushy, always trying to get more. Pressure,Stressed because you are too busy. Psychiatrist. A doctor who studies how people think. Independent. You can do it by yourself. Drop off. Take someone somewhere. Take the middle road. Do less of one thing and more ofAnother. Activity 4. Read the article and complete the sentences. Number 1. Dee Knox in London knows all about the pressure on kids at a young age. Parents compare how many parties their children attend.
家长们总爱比一比啊，这个孩子们啊，这个参加了多少个这个啊活动啊 parties.
Number 2. Terry Apter says, once children leave home, they might find it difficult to be independent.
Once 在里表示一旦。那么 Terry Apter 说，一旦孩子们离开家，他们很发现呢，这个很难自己独立起来。
Number 3. Kathy Hagner's sons play football and basketball.She has to take her daughter to piano lessons. Number 4. Doctors say children are showing signs of exhaustion and stress.
就医生说呀，孩子们都有这样的啊这个症状或者是这个表现，就是说孩子们都是特别的疲惫啊。
Number 5. Children really need time to...Freedom and play. Children really need time and freedom to play.
孩子们呢需要时间，需要空间啊，去啊去玩一玩，去娱乐。
Well, so much for the exercises. Next, let's come to the words and expressions. Please read after me. Activity. Drop off. Run a race.Prepare for, genius, suffer from, exhaustion, stress, exhausted, attend, after school club, pushy, push, pressure, competition, compare,Psychiatrist, independent, be used to doing, fill up, organized, freedom. Okay, it's time for us to read up the tape. Ready? Off we go.
family life suffers from activities. Life for Kathy Hagner and her three children is very busy. Their school days and her job are busy enough. But after that, Kathy still has to take the two boys from football to basketball. Then she has to drop off her daughter at piano lessons. The tired family doesn't get home until 7 p.m. There is a little time for a quick supper before homework. The Hagners are like many American and British parents whose children are always running a race. Parents take their children from activity to activity to prepare them for their future. It seems that raising a genius is more important than raising a happy child. Doctors across the country say many children are suffering from exhaustion and stress. Teachers are teaching exhausted kids in the classrooms. Most children attend after-school clubs. Activities include sports, language learning, music, and math classes, sometimes for children as young as 4. It isn't anything new. There have always been pushy parents, but now they push their children a lot more. Mothers see their children's friends doing a lot of things, and they feel their own children should do the same. Dee Knox, a mother of 3 in London, knows all about such pressure. I know a lot of families where competition starts from a very young age, she says. When their children are young, mothers start to compare how many parties their children go to. Then at 5, kids begin sports or music lessons. It's just crazy. Terry Apter, a psychiatrist who studies 18-year-olds, says young adults may find it hard to be independent. A lot of them are used to having their time filled up by their parents. When they leave home, they don't know what to do with themselves. The answer, she says, is for parents to take the middle road. Children need organized activities, but they also need time and freedom to play or time to just sit and think.
Well, so much for Unit 2. Goodbye.